I'll come right out and say it. I am so tired of my mom and my grandma asking me, when am I going to make them a grandma and a great grandma or whatever the heck it is. I don't know. It's just getting, it's getting so out of hand that I'm fed up with it. 833-563-2539. I want you to fill in the blank here. I'm tired of people asking me about blank, or I'm tired of people asking me when blank.
Well, I feel bad now because I definitely asked you when you and Lindsay are going to have babies.
But that's the thing. Here's the thing. You asked it one time.
Yeah.
I think maybe it could even be the people that are asking you all the time about it. That's where it's annoying. And I get it. Like, I've talked about this on air, and I don't want to go too much into it, just trying to keep some of the home life normal. But I would love to have kids now. Would I be ready for it? Probably not. But my wife, we're in a point where she's like, well, I'd like to wait a couple more years. So that's kind of what we're doing. And then in a couple of more years, we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, I'm trying to get one past the goalie, guys. Like, I'm giving it my all. If we have a kid before the next 2 years, I'm not going to be mad about that one
bit. You go, boy. I think I asked you, I didn't say when, because I didn't want to assume. I asked if you guys want kids.
Yeah, we're totally, I mean, like, when the time comes, we're going to try to have kids on our own. If we're able to do that, totally cool. If not, I think we'll definitely consider adoption or something. Definitely would just like to have a family. But I'm wondering, at 833-563-2539, what are you tired of people asking you about? I'm tired of people asking me about blank, because I'm tired of it because my mother-in-law brings it up a bit, but she's not as bad. But I know my wife can't stand it when, like, my mother-in-law asks her, when are you going to have a baby? Like, my brother-in-law, I love my brother-in-law, but he even asks, he's like, when are you guys going to make me an uncle? Because, like, he wants to buy stuff, and I get that. And now I have friends that are going through IVF and just other people I've come to realize. I mean, I'm usually not the sensitive person. Like, you can't really offend me that much. But, like, imagine if me and Lindsay couldn't conceive and we were actually trying, and you keep on hounding me. When are you going to have a kid?
I've had several friends that, and, yeah, family members, same thing. Like, they're struggling and they're trying, so it gives them major anxiety when people keep asking that aren't in the loop. And they innocently ask. They don't know.
And do you know what my grandma actually said? Here's the thing that really pushed it. She's like, Joey, you know I'm dying, right? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, she played the death card.
Yes. She's like, I don't know how much time I have left. I'm like, well, then talk to your doctor.
She's like, pop out some twins for me, Joey.
That's how she sounds. Dead on, I thought I was talking to my grandma Carol. No, Liv the Web Girl, are you dealing with this at all? I mean, you're not even married.
No, I'm not dealing with your question, but a question that I'm sick of kind of people asking. Your body count. Someone's body count. I hate when you get into a new relationship and the person that you're seeing will ask you this question. And I think it's so, not the fact that it's rude, but it's not going to end well. It is not going to end well. I don't see what the big fuss about it is. You're in a new relationship with that person. It should be just focused on that, not focused about your past, because no one wants to hear the answer. If it's too low, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, like, why is it so low? Like, ooh, I don't know if I want to, you know,
put pancakes with you.
Yeah, no, low is...
It depends. I mean, if it's low.
For me, I don't want a guy who's been with, like, hundreds of women. I think that's
right.
Gross.
Hundreds is excessive. But also, if you
99's fine.
No, but I'm saying, like, I have a friend who has only been with one person, and he's never been in a relationship, and he is in his mid-20s. Girls look at that as weird. They're like, why have you only been with one person?
But he wasn't in a long-term relationship.
No, he wasn't. Hmm. So it's like, there you go. There's a reason why. And if it's too many, then it's that. I just think that question, just don't ask it.
Do people round
it's
how
we're going to end
okay, let
well.
Me ask. Do you round down? If you do, how much?
Are you asking me personally?
Or just like in general? I don't know. Like a general rule. I'm new to the whole thing.
What's your number?
Mine's super, super low. I just got out of a relationship.
I know.
That's why I was like, why is that weird?
I love to ask all the awkward questions.
What's
your number, Liv?
I just said that I'm tired of people asking about this, and then you're going to go ahead and ask it. I'll ask you then, Joe, huh? When are you going to have a baby?
Shut up!
See?
Well, I was going to say, I'll tell you my number, 833-563-2539. So far, we've determined the questions we don't want you to ask are, when are we going to have a baby? What's your number?
I have a weird, awkward situation that I had with producer Porkchop back in the day when we worked together before.
Oh, boy.
I had said I had only seen one weenie, and he's like, Mackenzie, I've seen like 40.
And that was just over the weekend. Melissa, kicking things off at 833-563-2539. I don't know if you have anything about the weenie comment, but what are you tired of people asking you about?
Asking me about when I'm getting my settlement for my car accident.
When you're getting your settlement, do they want in on that cash or what? They're just being nosy.
That's what it's sounding like. But last time I checked, I'm the one that lost my car and went through turmoil to get to where I'm at right now.
It could be worse. They could be asking you, how much are you getting back?
Well,
I've had that question happen too. They've asked me that too, and I don't even know myself.
I mean, okay, Melissa, just for real though, friends here, forget everybody else annoying you. I mean, what do you think? Like, is there an amount of money you'd like to get? Like, are we talking like $5,000? Are we talking like $500,000? Because that's life changing.
I don't know. I would probably, I'd probably pass out if I heard I was getting $500,000.
I know. You make me want to go get an accident today.
No, do not say that, Joe.
Bottom line, are you okay? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just doing therapy on my hip now. I did knee therapy because I have some nerve damage in my leg. And the lady that hit me, she had a broken arm.
Jeez.
And they didn't put it in the police report, which is the worst thing ever, because the other party was saying that she had a broken arm. The person that was behind her, that was supposedly her witness, but I believe that she knew the lady, obviously, because... So who would come waving their arms saying, she's got a broken hand. I'm like, well, she just smashed my car and I have a big knot on my knee.
Jeez, oh my goodness. I'm so happy you're in therapy and doing okay.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Listen, I want to get some more calls. If you want to get in, 833-563-2539. What are you tired of people asking you about? I'm tired of people asking me about blank. I hope my mom and grandma don't hear this.
They probably will.
Then I'll have to talk about, I'm tired of my family listening to the radio and complaining about everything we do. 833-563-2539. I'm tired of people asking me about blank. We brought this thing up because, man, I was going to pick up Porkchop at the airport, so I call my grandma. I'm like, I don't talk to Grandma Carol enough. And she's like, Joey, you know I'm dying. I'm like, oh my God, Grandma. And then she's like, when are you going to give me a grandbaby? I'm like,
laying it on thick.
I'm like, well, first of all, do you have 9 months left? If you don't have 9 months left, this isn't even a possibility.
How old is she?
78, but she's got...
Oh, she's got time. I mean, if you were like, she's 92, I'd be like,
well,
okay,
no.
You guys.
She's got really bad COPD, so she don't got much longer to go. I hate talking about that.
Aww.
But I'm wondering, though, that is annoying. My wife really gets bothered because we get asked it all the time by my family. 833-563-2539. Emily, what are you tired of people asking you about?
I'm tired of people asking me when I'm going to get married.
How old are you?
I am 29.
Oh, my God. You're so young.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years now.
Okay, so that's probably why. Are they putting the heat on him?
Oh, yeah. Every time. Like, I work at a bar, so we met at the bar I work at, and all of our regulars will ask us constantly, when are you going to get married?
Do you know, I hate that question, too, because I was with my ex, Chase, for 7 years, and I still get the question for people that didn't know we split. Hey, when are you getting married? I'm like, we're split.
Yeah.
We're split.
It drives me nuts.
Do you think he's going to propose anytime soon?
I think it's for sure going to happen. I'm just in school right now, and I don't want the hassle of trying to worry about a wedding when I'm trying to just get through school.
I mean,
so we both want to get married. It's just not the right time for us right now.
All right, Emily, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You're tired of people asking you about what?
Same thing she just said, getting married.
Now, what's your story? Like, how old are you, Hannah?
I'm 26.
Okay, once again, very young.
I've been in three very serious relationships back to back, and they were all 3 years, and it's like right at 3 years it cuts off and we're no longer together. But it just seems like my family is like on me about getting married. I'm the sixth child of eight, and everyone else is married except for me. So they're all like, when are you going to jump on the bandwagon?
They all want you to be miserable too, Hannah. They want you to join them in misery.
You're the holdout. Stay strong.
Yeah, do your thing. You're way too young. When you're ready, you're ready. Hey, thank you, Hannah, for calling in this morning. Let's wrap things up with Ross right now. Ross, what are you tired of people asking you about?
I'm tired of people asking me when I'm going to have a boy.
Oh, how many girls do you have?
I have three.
Do you want another kid?
I wasn't sure about the ones that I ended up with. I don't know quite how they got there, but a boy is not in the picture. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
That's right.
Hey, Ross, thank you. Yeah, but come on now. If you're the father, you're like, when am I going to have a boy? I'm overrun by women in my house. I can't take this anymore.
I have so many friends that have just one sex, and they go for the other, and they end up having like another. If they have three boys, they have a fourth boy. If they have three girls, they have a fourth girl. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you, Ross, for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We'll get this on our Facebook page in just one second. That way, if you couldn't get through, you can actually join in the conversation, because I think it's very common. You're not alone. If people are on your case or on your butt about stuff, it's probably happening to other people.